This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Brian Hembree, who is one of the organizers of the annual Roots Festival, which will enjoy its fifth year in August, correct?
That is correct.
Which is what? We're about halfway between the last one and the next one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's just under 7 months away.
So you know the complete schedule.
Not the complete schedule yet, but I've got a macro level view, kind of mapped out, and we've got a lot of the groundwork laid for the coming year.
Now, last week, when many people were home from school or home from work or both, you started this thing on Facebook, kind of a wheel of fortune.
Yes.
For every so many likes, you'd reveal a letter. And we now know some of the people who are going to be here.
That's right. Yeah, that was I think I was bored at home just like everyone else. And I do a lot of the graphic design for the fest. And so I had been building this initial lineup poster that we've put out. And every time I would be on the trail of a new artist, I'd add them on there. And then maybe that didn't work out and I'd take them off. And it was this kind of give and take graphic design, which I don't recommend, but it got me thinking, oh, wow, I've looked at this in 400 different versions, I feel like, and so it might be interesting just to release this as a Wheel of Fortune style, you know the number of letters, and then we'll figure it out from there, and it turned out to be a lot of fun. We were all snowed in, and I had a lot of feedback from people that they enjoyed it.
Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien.
That's right. They were really the first call that I made. Daryl Scott gave an interview a couple months ago to CMT, and they were asking him about their new album that they did together. And this is the second, really the third album that they've worked on together, but the second Daryl and Tim album. And on this new album, they put a version of Paradise with John Prine on the album. And I was backstage in 2012 when he asked John Prine if he could record that tune. I didn't know that he asked John Prine to record that tune with them, but this was directly after he had joined John on stage, to do that as their finale. And it was really one of my favorite moments of the entire fest any year. But he gave this interview and he acknowledged that. He said, I was in Fayetteville playing this festival, and here's how it went. And, I felt endeared to him the moment he stepped on one of our stages, and I've loved his music for years, but we feel like, they are kind of endeared to us too, and we love Tim O'Brien, and we feel like the two of them as a duo is just a dream come true of an act.
I was in the wings that night, and John Prine was finishing up, and Daryl was back there. Mandolin? Did he have?
He had a bouzouki.
Bouzouki,
yeah.
Right.
Or an octave mandolin, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was walking around making sure he had it right. And he kind of looked at me and just kind of went, like, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And they,
of course,
it was splendid.
Best
brought
I can,
down the house.
It was. It was incredible. It was one of those magical moments that, you do all this planning, hope that something like that happens. You don't know if it will. But it was definitely magic. But best I can tell, that's the first time they'd ever done that. and I think the idea is that a lot of artists have had that opportunity. They've been on a bill with John Prine, and then they're hoping that he says, hey, will you do this with me? And it just happened to be Daryl that night. And Daryl's sensibilities, with his, upbringing in Kentucky and Prine's connection to Kentucky, it just really works. And then, they had this song that was nominated for a Grammy this year, Leave Your Dirty Lights On. It was just almost like a follow-up to Paradise. It's the postmodern Paradise. It's great.
Well, my daddy came from coal dust, and me, I'm about the same. If you read King Cole's ledger book, then you've seen my family name. It used to take a camp of miners to load their train and go. Now there's four in my crew, and we do what we do to keep your dirty lights on. Keep your dirty lights on. Keep your dirty lights on. If you got money in your pocket and a switch on the wall, we'll keep your dirty lights on.
Uncle Tupelo Sunvolt fans are very happy. Jay Farrar?
Jay Farrar.
Wow.
Yeah. One of my favorite songwriters, period. I mean, just someone that I respect greatly. I mean, he's multifaceted. If you go back to Uncle Tupelo, if all he'd ever done was be an Uncle Tupelo and, you know, right, share the songwriting duties with Jeff Tweedy, that's in itself amazing. When I was coming up and really cutting my teeth in rock and roll, Sunvolt, that album was – Trace was just incredible. And then what he's done after that has been, you know, equally important in kind of in my songwriting book, so to speak. And the album that he put out about a year and a half ago called New Multitudes, which was the collection of Woody Guthrie lyrics that he and Jim James and a bunch of other artists contributed to, some of his finest work, in my opinion. So I'm just thrilled. I feel like Jay Farrar is just a dream come true, and he's coming with a sighting, and so it's going to be a duo, and I know it'll be dynamic.
Anais Mitchell.
Yep, that's right. Anais Mitchell is just
Anais. Yeah.
Yes, Anais. Anais. I mean, it goes both ways. You know, regardless. Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way about as dynamic a female songwriter as I've heard. And, you know, she just came through town supporting Patty Griffin. And, you know, when Patty Griffin tags you to be, you know, her opening act, that's a
yes,
pretty big deal. And, you know, she's going to come back and on an even bigger stage, and I know she'll impress. And, you know, it's one of those things where you know, she's also multifaceted, and it's the varied things that she's done that's so dynamic to me. I mean, she put out a folk opera called Hadestown. You know, she's put out great albums with bands. She just about a year and a half ago released a duo album with Jefferson Hamer and of the Child's Ballads, mm-hmm, in this collection of British folk tunes.
The king has been a prisoner and a prisoner long in Spain. And Willie of the Winsbury has lain along with his daughter Jane. What ails you, what ails you, my daughter Jane? Why you look so pale and wan? Oh, have you had any ill sickness? Are you sleeping with a man? I have not had any ill sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man. It is for you, my father dear, for biding so long in Spain.
And now she's got a solo album coming out in August that'll be out when she's here. And so I just look at that, and I love artists that do that, you know, that collaborate on multiple levels and that write great songs.
And more to come.
And many more.
We haven't talked about everyone you've announced. You can go to the website.
That's right, FayettevilleRoots.com.
And tickets are now available.
That's
in
right,
packages.
Last Friday at 9 a.m., we open up early bird packages. There are three packages available. Those are going to be available for about 3 or 4 weeks in early bird pricing, and then they'll go up to the next tier of pricing. We think you know, we've made the early bird very attractive. They're in limited numbers, and they've already been selling pretty well. So we've seen some strong interest.
And let's see, at least 10 stages again.
Yeah, that's right.
Many of them free.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things that we feel is such a big part of the Fayetteville Roots Festival is how strongly it's rooted in the community. So if we're going to have a ticketed stage, we feel it's important to have a free stage as well. And so, you know, we look to our stages at the Fayetteville Public Library, the live broadcast with Ozarks at Large, the kids programming we do at the library, the free stage we do at the Farmers Market. We look to those as equal as the main stage that's going to happen. So, I mean, it really all goes hand in hand, and it all dovetails together in a way that we think is critical.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Kyle.
Brian Hembry is one of the organizers of the Fayetteville Roots Festival. This weekend, the festival's Saturday headliner was announced. It will be Lucinda Williams. The festival takes place in Fayetteville in August. One more musical note. Today is the first day of voting for finalists in the Song of Arkansas contest that was launched in late November and is sponsored by the Department of Arkansas Parks and Tourism. More than 230 people submitted original songs that they wanted to be connected to the state. Now we're down to 7 finalists. Voting began today and will run at the arkansas.com website through February 24th. The winner will be announced Monday, March 3rd. The musician will perform at the 40th Annual Arkansas Governor's Conference on Tourism to be held in Rogers on March 10th. The winner also receives a recording session and a taping of the video of their entry, along with $2,000. At least five of the seven finalists have connections to our part of the state. Barrett Baber and Candy Lee, who have both been on Ozarks at Large, live in Fayetteville. Matt Noble is a Bentonville resident. Shauna Kaler works in Mount Ida. And Jeremy Huddleston, who now lives in Southern California, was born and grew up in Russellville. Again, you can learn more about all seven of the finalists and hear all seven of the songs and vote at arkansas.com. We'll have more about this contest later this week on Ozarks at Large.